He pushed me firmly back into my chair. Your mind's disordered. Which is not surprising. Bersonin warned us that even a strong man may show signs of hysteria in the kind of position you're in. He's no fool, that one, is he? Cried I. What the hell can I do? He'll give me away, this Panson, and he will not, says Rudy firmly. Take my word for it, I can see this thing clearly, if it you can't, being the principal actor. And I tell you, there's not the slightest risk, provided you keep your head. He'll meet you for a moment at the reception after the wedding, shake your hand, wish you well, and whist, that is all. He's not looking for an impostor, remember? Why should he?
We would not have told you, said Detcard, if it could have been avoided. But if we had not, you might unwittingly have made some fatal blunder.
That's it exactly, says Rudy. You had to be ready for him. Now we have decided what you shall say when he approaches you in the reception line. Detcard here will be at your elbow and will whisper, Hansen, when he reaches you. At the sight of him, you'll start, look as delighted as you know how, seize his right hand in both of yours, shake it hard, and exclaim, Eric, old friend, where did you spring from? Then, whatever he says in reply, you'll give your merriest laugh and say, this is the happiest surprise of this happy day. God bless you for coming to wish me joy. And that will be all. I'll see to it that he doesn't get near you before you leave for the lodge at Strelhau, where your honeymoon is being spent.
And suppose he sees through me, what then?
This news had left me sick with fright. Suppose he isn't to be put off with this nonsense about happy surprises, and I have to talk to him longer. I had a dreadful vision. Suppose he shouts, that's not the prince, what will he do then?
I'll have done it long before he shouts anything, says Rudy quietly. You may rely on that.
I wasn't so easily reassured. My cowardly instincts were in full cry, and it took all Rudy's and Descartes' arts of persuasion to convince me that the risk wasn't so terrible. Indeed, that if I played my part properly, it was barely a risk at all.
Conduct yourself as you were doing an hour ago, says Rudy, and the thing's as safe as sleep. Courage, man. The worst's past. You've pulled the wool over all the eyes in Strachan's this day, and right royally, too.
I thought there was even a hint of envy in his voice.
All that's to do now is stand up in church with the delightful Duchess, say your vows, and then offer a blissful idyll in your forest love nest. Aye, let your mind run on the pleasures of putting that dainty little pullet to bed.
He nudged me and winked lewdly.
I'll wager the next Duke of Strachan's has fine curly whiskers, for all that his father won't have a hair on his face to bless himself with.